In this session, we're going to talk about using challenges to develop more discipline. If you've not thought about this before, one way you can develop more discipline is to use challenges. This makes it more like a game and less like a chore. Also, there can be the element of competition with others and having others help hold you accountable, which improves your chances of success. This is something which is overlooked too often, unfortunately. Having someone else hold you accountable. Think about that. Challenges are very popular, and you can find them in many places. Or, failing that, you can make up your own and share it with a group of people that you trust. In some ways, asking them to hold you accountable. You can also make your own challenge, as indicated, or use one from someone else to just challenge yourself. However you end up doing it, it is up to you. When looking to see if a challenge will be useful to you, there's many factors that you need to consider so you can best benefit from actually taking up the challenge. A very obvious one is the challenge realistic? Yes, you want to stretch yourself, but not to the point where you have no chance of success. For example, you could challenge yourself to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. But ask yourself this question: is that not very realistic? You also want to challenge not to be too easy. You need to see if you have the time to devote to it. Be sure to include time for learning new things. For example, if you challenge yourself to build a new blog site in 30 days, remember that if you have never done any blog writing before, you're going to have to consider that you're going to need to learn new things. And that will actually add extra time. And it's not just about writing the posts. If the challenge is going to be something really, really big, one which is going to take a fair length of time, you really want to consider how can you break it down into clear-cut milestones along the way to help you have a sense of achievement. If your challenge, for example, is to lose 60 pounds in a year, you need to set up smaller weight goals along the way so you can keep up the momentum. Milestones also help you if you need to tweak the challenge, either lower or higher. If you lose 10 pounds in, say, 2 months, you're right on schedule. If you have only lost 2 pounds in that same time period, though, you may need to really lower the expectations in terms of the amount you plan on losing in that time period, in that year. Now, if you lose 15 pounds in 2 months, you may want to consider raising the amount you plan on losing in a given year, or cut the time down to, say, 10 months. But you need to think about that. When you do a group challenge, you do have some added benefits. There's a sense of camaraderie when working together on a goal that you do not get just competing with yourself. In many ways, you're holding everyone account everyone's holding each other accountable if you're really realistic. And think about it, other people can give you ideas too. For example, if you are in a group losing weight, people can share healthy recipes and support. Just remember that the primary reason you are in competition with is not the others, but yourself. And you can really enjoy doing a group challenge. If you enjoyed listening to this session from Motivation Toolset, consider sharing that with people you care about and listen to it again. Listen to it again if you need to. Think about it. It's what's going to help you to achieve the life that you want to live and live that powerfully.